Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Stardomcast is sponsored by Puro TV, your one-stop shop for all your Puro DVD needs. From Stardom to New Japan, from All Japan to Ice Ribbon, as well as incredible box sets documenting the best matches of your favorite Japanese wrestling icons, Puro TV has it covered with new items added every week. And now, as a special gift to listeners of the Stardomcast, Puro TV are offering 10% off. Simply go to puro-tv.com, use the promo code STARDOMCAST at checkout and get 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's the code STARDOMCAST to receive 10% off your entire order. The link to their website is in the podcast description. And now, on with the episode.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly. Get ready for the latest episode of the STARDOMCAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stardomcast. This is the podcast where we talk all things about the fantastic professional wrestling company that is known as Stardom, and we do it in a positive and what I like to think fun manner. I am your host. My name is Matt Turner, and unfortunately, I am not joined by my good friend and your good friend as well, one Mr. Rob Goodwin. Rob texted me yesterday. He has a boatload of work stuff to do and just did not have time to watch these two shows we're going to review. So we just figured that I would do the show singly, just the single Matt Turner show. So that's what we're going to do today. But Rob is fine, just a super, super busy guy. I told him to tell his work, hey, I got a podcast to do. Put that forward. But that didn't work. So here I am. But as is tradition of the Stardomcast, anytime Rob Goodwin misses a show, we have to make some sort of fun excuse why he's not here. So here's the excuse that I'm cooking up, is that Rob is not here because he's out collecting signatures to become the president of the Lady C fan club. So if we can all just tweet at him, real Rob Goodwin, pictures of Lady C or something similar, a picture of somebody getting petition signed up, and just let him know, hey Rob, we're behind you. We want you to become president of the Lady C fan club. So What we're going to do is we'll review the shows from the 28th and 29th of January. The main event of this show will be the preview and predictions. Rob did send me his predictions for the big show this Saturday, the 4th of February, the Supreme Fight Show. I am so excited. This show is completely loaded. Cheering is back for the first time in almost 3 years. And I did see the stats of how many sections. As of this recording, I believe 7 sections are sold out. So this is fixing to be probably top 5 or 6 Stardom sold shows. So super, super excited. Before we get into that, as always, custom on this show is let me tell you what's going on the Patreon. This past Monday, Double Dose of Starlight Kid. We released Starlight Kid High Speed Championship Review. 7 matches in total, the 5 successful title defenses, and obviously the match that she beat Natsupoi for the championship belt in, and then the match she lost to Izumi, the championship match as well. So 5 plus 2 equals 7. So released that on Monday. And as always on Monday, alternate commentary we did as well. Starlight Kid versus Mayu Iwatani from the 2022 Final Night 5-Star Grand Prix. So a whole bunch of Starlight Kid released on this past Monday. Again, Starlight Kid High Speed Championship Reign and Starlight Kid versus Mayu Iwatani alternate commentary. And then coming up this Monday, will be Starlight Kid challenging Izumi for the High Speed Championship from, I believe, the year 2020. Rob has picked that one. Rob will be picking all the matches that we are going to be watching for the Red Belt Tier Patreon. And I noticed that there's a lot of new Red Belt Tier Patreon members. First of all, thank you and welcome. So the matches that we will be doing in the month of February, again, will be Izumi versus Starlight Kid. There will be a Shiri versus Utami match. There will be an Io Shirai versus a Kairi Hojo match, also known as Kairi or Kairi Sei, but that's back when she was Kairi Hojo. And Mayu Iwatani versus Momo Watanabe. All those matches will be picked by the one Mr. Rob Goodwin. The middle of the month of February, we will be doing the rivalry, the complete rivalry of all the singles matches of Starlight Kid versus Izumi. Again, it's a very Starlight Kid heavy a few weeks on the podcast. And then the end of the month, I will go back and review every single singles match of Io Shirai versus Kairi Hojo. So that is what is coming up in February. So again, thanks to all the new Patreon members, and thanks to everybody that has been supporting us, whether you've been supporting us 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or about the year or so that we've been doing the Patreon. We really greatly appreciate it. And if I remember, because there's a lot going on this week, if I remember next week on the show, I will be announcing what we are doing for our Patreon members for the Cinderella tournament. Basically almost like a giveaway. So we did something very similar last year, which nobody won because nobody predicted Mirai and Kokomo in the finals. We're going to be doing something a little bit different. And by different, I mean better. Always looking to expand the podcast. So, but yeah, that's what we have going on. And if you have not checked out, if you're not sure if you want to be members of the Patreon or you're kind of, you know, on the fence about it, I highly recommend you go to the website, www.thestardomcast.com. Take a look. All the extra stuff we have is on there. If you're looking, we have, you know, match retrospective, match reviews, title championship retrospective, alternate commentary, watch along. It's all up there. You can take a look. Doesn't cost anything to look. Take a look. And then if you do want to subscribe, you just go to the Patreon and pick what tier you want to subscribe to. And if you have any questions, comments, or anything that you need from me, you know how to get a hold of me. Matt Turner OF on the Twitter is the best way to get a hold of me. Before we get into these two shows, I do want to give a shout out to our sponsor, puro-tv.com. The code to save 10% has changed. It used to be Vista10, is now the StardomCast. So head on over there. They just released a whole bunch of stuff with Kana / Asuka, who her name has become quite a bit as she went back this past weekend on the Royal Rumble. She went back to the Murder Clown gimmick that she had over in Japan. Super excited to see that. Released a whole bunch of new, again, Kana / Asuka stuff. Her complete run in Shimmer, her complete run of Smashed Wrestling, and then a run that I picked up, over 40 hours of Kana / Asuka. And again, it doesn't cost anything to look. Go take a look, see if there's anything you like. When you get to the cart, enter the StardomCast, all one word, StardomCast, and you'll save 10% off your order. Okay, folks, let's get into these two shows, shall we? First and foremost, want to thank my friend, super fan and friend of the podcast, one Mr. Darren Chatton, who always hooks me up with the numbers. That was always kind of like Rob's thing. And then when I was on the podcast solo for about 4 or 5 months, he would always get me the numbers. And when Rob said, hey, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to do the podcast. Can you do it solo? Of course, I said, absolutely. Immediately picked up my phone, sent a DM to Mr. Darren Chatton, and within minutes, he gave me the attendance for both these numbers. So, Darren, thank you so much. And I believe you're in England. I believe you're in England. If I'm wrong, DM me. We talk all the time, and I appreciate the conversations. But if that is true that you are in England, I do. Me and the wife do plan on doing some major travel in these next 2 or 3 years. So hopefully we'll be in your country somewhere close to you. I owe you several beers, sir. And if you don't drink beer, I'll buy you a water, a Yoo-Hoo, Diet Pepsi, whatever you want, sir. And maybe a steak dinner as well. So obviously got to get the Stardom Cast meeting going. You know, Rob's all the way on the other side of the pond. And that's something that we definitely want to do in the next year or two. So thanks again, Darren. As always, I appreciate the numbers and appreciate the not only did you give me the numbers, gave me even more great news when I saw that the you basically told me that there's 7 sections, like I just talked about a minute ago, sold out for this weekend show. So me and Rob were kind of hoping they would do maybe around 3,200, but looks like it's probably going to be over 4,000. Fingers crossed. I mean, that'd be a huge, huge number and a really good way to capitalize on what's going to be a great show. Speaking of great shows, let's get into the shows from this past week. And I thought both these shows were solid. Both of them were really, really good. And one of the shows saw my new favorite Triangle Derby match. So we will go to January 28th in Chiba, 563 people. Excuse me, we open with a 3-way dance with Tomoka Inaba taking on the sisters, Rina and Hina. I thought this was really good. They started out with a 3-way arm drag spot. Rina is really starting to come into her own. We talk all the time about how great Hannah is on this podcast. Hina, these past 5 or 6 months, she's really coming to her own as well. She's gotten some really good timing. Her psychology's picked up, just her charisma and the way she comes across with her character. She's been really, really picking up. Rina here in the past 2 or 3 shows, she's as well. She's really, you know, getting her game up. This is some really good stuff here. I thought the Hina and Tomoka Inaba chemistry was really, really good. Eventually, it goes back and forth between the two sisters, where Hina escapes the Pink Devil and catches Rina with the Ghetto Clutch for the 3 count at 6 minutes, 24 seconds. I gave this 3.25 stars. It was nice to see Rina get a win here. You figured they've been giving us a little bit of Hina with some wins, and Tomoka Inaba is obviously the star of the future, and the future is now. So I did not see Rina winning this match at all, but it was a nice little change, kind of throwing us off there in the opening match. Match number 2 saw the Stars team of Mayu Iwatani, Momo Kogo, and Hana defeat the Cosmic Angels team of Waka, Tam, and Natsupoi in 12 minutes and 25 seconds as Hana hits a rich clutch backdrop driver on poor Waka for the 3 count. Hana, if you listen to my review of Hana with the Future Stardom Championship, she innovates like new moves towards the end, you know, between the backdrop driver and the Hana special. But I like how she's been using this rich wrist clutch backdrop driver these past few months. I think it's a really cool wrinkle in her game. So this match is really, really good. She gets some triple team stars spots on Waka. And then Cosmic Angels quickly turned around. They get some triple team spots on Momo Kogo. Momo fires back, hits Natsupoi at the 619 for 2 count. Mayu comes in, fires up the triple basement drop kicks from Stars. I thought that was cool. When Mayu comes in, she basically takes everybody out. She does the double knuckle arm drag spot, and then all of Stars capitalize with the triple basement dropkicks. Meltier comes in, and they do what they do, and that's just clean house, one of the best tag teams in the world. And again, I just don't understand why they took the belts off Meltier. Not only are they so good together, but they turn a lot of heads, and those two ladies are a big draw for the company. Again, I think they're going to get the belts back at the big Yokohama show in April. So some really good double teams on Hanan. Eventually, though, it comes down to Han and Waka, some back and forth near falls. If you've seen one Waka match, you know what I'm talking about. Poor Waka gets so close on these falls. Her and Hana have a really good last 2-minute stretch. But like I said, Hana gets the win. Wrists, clutch, backdrop driver, 3 3/4 stars. Absolutely, really, really enjoyed this match. We move on to match number three as we go into the Triangle Derby, as we have the team of Julia, Mai Sakurai, and Tekla defeating the Stars team, classmates of Hazuki, Sayada, and Koguma, when Tekla hits the double arm DDT for three count on poor Sayada. We all know Sayada is eating all the falls for the classmates team. To begin, I thought it was a little fun spot as we had Sayada and Tekla doing some push-up spots to the point where Tekla burns her arms out. So Sayada, even though she ate the fall on Tekla, she beat her here in the beginning with the push-up spots, which I thought was really, really good. Mai Sakurai comes in. She gets a really solid shine on the former tag champs, on FWC, Hazuki and Koguma. I thought that was really cool how it was, looked like you're going to see a little two-on-one advantage from the former champs. But Mai Sakurai really gets a solid shine, basically banging the two of them around. I thought that was really, really good to kind of, shine her up a little bit. Julian Hazuki slugfest back and forth. That's going to be a championship match somewhere down the line. It's got to be, right? Hazuki beat Julia night one in the main event of the 5 stars. So I think that's coming soon. Per Rob, he thinks it's coming sooner than me. We will get into that later. Tekla counters the Fujiwara armbar. Sayada's chops. That was a really cool spot where Sayada's just chopping Tekla. Tekla eventually gets wrist control, puts Sayada in the Fujiwara armbar. We get some Mafia Bella double teams, but eventually Tekla hits the Toxic Spear and the double arm DDT. 12 minutes, 37 seconds, 3.25 stars to give the Berry Berry Bombers 2 more points in Triangle Derby. We move on to another Triangle Derby match as we see kind of a little bit of an upset here. The Club Venus team of Mina Shirakawa, Mariah May, and Zaya Brookside side defeating the Gold Chip team of Momo Watanabe, Saki Kashima, Natsuko Tora, when Mariah May hits the Happily Ever After Tombstone Piledriver on Saki Kashima for the 3 count at 11 minutes, 30 seconds. This was a pretty solid match. There's a couple things I thought maybe missed a little bit. But overall, I really enjoyed it. The main crux of this match for me was the Mina and Momo striking back and forth with the kicks, which we would see back and forth again, basically almost playing off their opening weekend match from the past 5 star, which we did see Mina get the upset here. So maybe this maybe Mina has Momo's number, whether it be singles matches or these tag matches. I thought that Mariah May, her and Zaya Brookside did a really good job in their double teams here. Some really, really good stuff between the two of them. And from what I understand, Zaya Brookside is on her way back to England. I wish she would have stayed and started a little bit longer, because I was really enjoying her and Mariah May teaming up. Who knows, maybe for this year's tag league, we'll see them in a tag team. But eventually, we see Saki Kashima getting the Kishigasai countered, and Mariah May eventually hits the Tombstone Piledriver 3.25 stars. 11 minutes, 30 seconds. 2 more points for Club Venus, and they finished very, very strong in this tournament. We go to another Triangle Derby match, as we have the Unique Glare team, or the second Oeda Tai team, whatever you want to call them, of Ruwaka, Haruka Yamasaki, and Starlight Kid, taking on the God's Eye team of Shuri, Mirai, and Ami. Sorry, this match ends at 12 minutes and 56 seconds when Mirai taps out Ruwaka to the double wrist lock. Amisori dominates Haruka Yamasaki early on in the match, and then we get some New Era's tag team work on Yamasaki. I've noticed that in these God's Eye Triangle Derby matches, like Shuri will do her part as a singles, and then Mirai and Amisori will do a little bit as a singles, and then they'll start pouring stuff on as a tag team, really doing a good job getting the tag team cohesive unit stuff up and really highlighting Shuri as someone that wants to come back up in the singles role to get the World of Stardom Championship match. What I meant to say was I would love to see Shuri and Julia run it back for the World of Stardom Championship, considering the fact they're 1-1. Shuri beat Julia for the retained last year at World Climax, and then of course Julia just recently beat Shuri in one of the best matches I've ever seen at this year's, well, technically last year's Dream Queendom. So they're 1-1 when the red belt is on the line. Hopefully they have the rubber match sometime this year. We get the highlight for me in this match, and I noticed this in the show last week, Starlight Kid and Shuri. They were in the ring just for a little bit, but they had some really, really good exchanges, and that maybe would have been maybe one match that we didn't get during Shuri's reign. I mean, how can you complain? 10 fantastic matches. But you go, I'm watching this exchange. I'm like, boy, I would have loved to have seen the two of them either for the World of Stardom Championship or if they were in the same block at this last year's five-star Grand Prix. Regardless, really enjoyed what we had there, and hopefully we get a singles match. It doesn't need to be a championship match. Maybe somewhere in the Cinderella tournament with the two of them, you know, give them 10, 12 minutes. I thought that'd be great. Ruaka looked really good this past weekend. Mirai does a really good job shining her up. I think that's kind of Mirai's spot right now. Is she's just like that upper mid card wrestler that's kind of just getting people over. And then at the end, she winds up beating him, which is smart. She makes Ruaka look really good. She hits the Vader bomb on Mirai for two. She misses the freezer bomb. Mirai goes for the double wrist lock. Starlight Kid breaks it up. Mirai and Ruaka go back and forth. Ruaka goes for the double choke bomb. When she does on the way down, Mirai catches the wrist, gets the wrist lock in. 12 minutes, 56 seconds. And this one, 3.5 stars, another really good match. And again, and Shirin Yumasaki. That was, you saw a little bit of that too. That was really good. Yumasaki, Mirai, that stuff was really good. But for me, Shiri, Starlight Kid match, please, somewhere down the line. We go to another Triangle Derby match as we see the Neo Stardom Army team of Yu, Mizumori, and Nanai Takahashi defeat the team of Lady C, Micah, and Himeka. Another really, really good outing between these two teams. I was shocked too. I thought they would have given the team of Micah and Himeka a win here to kind of build them up for their championship match coming up here this past weekend. So I was a little bit stunned when the Neo Stardom Army, or the 7-Up with an extra P team, wind up getting the win here. But I really liked how Lady C really took it to Mizumori with the machine gun chops. And the majority of this match, the crux of this match, was a little bit of previews. We saw a lot of tag team work from Mike and Himeka versus the 7-Up team. We get the Tower of Doom superplex spot on Yu, followed up by a lariat sandwich from Mike and Himeka. And then eventually what takes Yu out of this match is the big Lady C Baba line. Well, not take her out for good, but take her out in that spot. So I thought that was really good. These two teams wind up going back and forth. Eventually, though, all the heat gets put on Lady C, and Lady C gets choked out with the Kata Hajime from Yu, which is kind of weird because we've seen Micah win a few matches the last 5 or 6 months with that move. So I don't know if Yu is kind of taunting Micah with one of those judo chokes that she knows, the Taz Mission, the Kata Hajime. Maybe that's where they're going. Maybe we'll see as this drops on Friday and the show's on Saturday. Maybe we'll see in 24 hours time if that plays out in their tag title match. So 11 minutes, 56 seconds, 3.5 stars. We go to another Triangle Derby match in the main event of this show and my new favorite Triangle Derby match of all time as the Queen's Quest team. Of course, you know I was going to say it. The Queen's Quest team of Sayakama Tani, Izumi, and Yutami Aishista defeats the Prominence team and the current Artists of Stardom champions of Harumi Haragi, Risa Sarah, and Suzu Suzuki. And Sayakama Tani counters Haragi's B driver into the European clutch. Holy smokes, folks. If you've seen this match, let's start right at the beginning. That Suzu Suzuki and Izumi stuff from the beginning was amazing. It was fast, which is Izumi's style. It was violent, which is Suzu Suzuki's style. So like they melded the hard-hitting, the violence, and the high-speed action of the two of them, absolutely perfect. And then after that, like you're like, wow, what can beat that? What could be greater than like high-speed, fast-paced, violent action from two great wrestlers in Izumi and Suzu Suzuki, who I think their combined age is like 40, 41. Just insane. You know what could be better than that? How about some Aphrodite tag team action? So basically, that's what we got. Then we get a nice slugfest with Risa Sarah and Yutami. They had one of the more underrated matches of the five-star Grand Prix that not a lot of people talk about. One of the reasons why is because there's like a dozen and a half matches that were so good in that tournament. They do such a great job. Part of the Prominence team in the Triangle Derby, they do such a great job highlighting Haragi, considering the fact that Suzu Suzuki is the big star of the team. Risa Sarah has a win over Shiri in the finals, the final night of the five-star Grand Prix, and obviously she's a big star. So Haragi going into this was kind of the question mark, and they're doing a great job just highlighting her. She's just really, really good, and I know Rob talks about it quite a bit. So, they did a good job just making her just look like an absolute bulldozer here. We eventually get some Risa Sarah and Suzu Suzuki double-team action. Again, boy, I would have loved to see Risa Sarah and Suzu Suzuki in the this past tag league. Hopefully they'll get some tag matches or some tag title matches somewhere down the line, because there's stuff with Saikama Tani and Izumi, Saikama Tani and Utami Aphrodite. That was really, really good. Saikama Tani comes back with a double stomp and a huge pump kick. Hiragi hits Saya with a huge Joshi-style flat back drop kick. Triple team Queen Quest work on Hiragi. That's what it took to get down your Hiragi, was all three members of Queen's Quest. Again, great job highlighting Hiragi in this match. Saikama Tani follows up with a perfect springboard crossbody for two count. Saya hits the top rope Hurricanrana, then another big pump kick. Queen's Quest trio, so good on teamwork. The boss, big boss man slam, or black hole slam, whatever you want to call it. Again, I'm a product of the 80s and 90s, WWF. Boss man slam on Saikama Tani. She goes for the B driver, but gets countered into the European clutch for the three count. Some excellent stuff here. 4.5 stars. Again, this is my new favorite triangle derby match. And it seemed like that they left something on the table, because even Saikama Tani said, like, as a built, this could have been a little bit better, about 3 or 4 minutes where they did like singles falsies and tag falsies. And Saikama Tani did say, I think it might be time for this Queen's Quest trio to become the Artists of Stardom champions. They did just get a clean win over the Artists of Stardom champions. So I think that they were going to run that back, and the stuff they left on the table, that's when we're going to get it. This is great. I can't wait for them to run this back. I really think that they're going to. We move on to the show on the 29th in front of 370 people, a little smaller crowd, but this crowd really seemed like they were into it. We open up with another three-way as we have Waka versus Azumi versus Tomoka Inaba. Again, Azumi, Inaba, really, really good stuff here. Inaba, Waka, really good. Waka, Azumi. This was really, really good. This is some excellent stuff. Azumi picks up the win, 7 minutes, 27 seconds with the double foot stomp over Waka. And I know the internet was clamoring as soon as this match was released that everybody wants to see an Azumi versus Tomoka Inaba match. And considering the fact of just how great Azumi looked in the previous match and how great she looked here, is it time to move Azumi on from the high-speed division? It's so tough to say, because, I mean, shit, yes. I mean, Azumi can be white belt, red belt champion. Nobody's going to complain because she's so good. But she's doing such a great job with that high-speed championship that she just raised that prestige. She's had the belt, and it's almost been a year. I don't see her losing anytime soon. But, you know, another question mark is who's going to be the person to dethrone Saikama Tani? I say very well could be Hazuki. I know Rob says it could be Mina. And I know our third member of the team, one Miss Karen Peterson, she says that it could be Starlight Kid. Those are all really good scenarios. But what if, no one's looking at this, what if Azumi wins the Cinderella tournament, considering the fact that Rob has picked Azumi every year, I think for the last 2 or 3 years, to win the Cinderella tournament? What if Azumi wins? And it's Azumi versus Sai. I'm not saying that she's got to beat her. Azumi versus Saikama Tani for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Boy, that would be a great match. Nobody sees it coming. The two members of Queen's Quest and the two champions in Queen's Quest. That would be something, again, nobody sees coming. But boy, Azumi really proves it each and every night. Like I said, everything here was really good here. Waka looked great. As always, they did enough to get her over. Obviously, Azumi's Azumi. Tomoka Inaba is somebody that they need to... Her, Suzu Suzuki, Mayu Yaguki, and Saki from Color. So they need to sign those four ladies to full-time contracts because they all fit their roles very, very well. Again, 3.25 stars. We go to match number 2. The Queen's Quest team of Hina, Utami Hayashista, and Saikama Tani defeated the Oedo Tai team of Momo Watanabe, Starlight Kid, and Rina in... I don't have the time here. I missed the timestamp. But I gave this match 3.75 stars. This match ends when Hina pins Rina once again with the big ending called the Rebaka. A quick exchange between the sisters, Rina and Hina. The two of them work so well together. Of course, they're twin sisters. You wonder if they were chain wrestling on the couch when they were 7 or 8 years old. So we get some heat on Hina. Saikama Tani hits a dive. Utami crushes Kid with the lariat. We get a mini match with Starlight Kid and Saikama Tani. Again, it's run that one back. That's all these great matches that Saikama Tani's had for the white belt. That one was my favorite. All these great matches Starlight Kid's been having over the last 2 years. my favorite Sonakin match ever is that wiped out match with Saya Kamatani from last summer. Man, maybe they do run it back. Maybe they do run it back. Oh, the main focus though on this match though is Momo Watanabe versus Saya Kamatani, as again we're on the doorstep of their co-main event Wonder of Stardom championship match to see who is probably the greatest Wonder of Stardom championship, Wonder of Stardom champion, excuse me. So, yeah, the main focus is on that match, and these two just think we get a little preview of what we're going to see here in about 24 hours. I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to the match. Eventually, though, we go back to where we started, the sisters, Rina versus Hina. We get some great Aphrodite teamwork that sets up Hina to hit Rina with the wrist clutch Uranage for a two count. Eventually, she gets the ghetto clutch for two count as well. Back and forth, the sisters go with multiple two counts. Eventually, Rina gets up on Hina, and once again, the Aphrodite team comes in to make the save that sets up the finish, the big ending, 3 3/4 stars. Again, really good job here from all six ladies. And I like how it started with Rina and Hina. It ended with Rina and Hina. It looked like Rina was going to get the better of Hina, but twice the Aphrodite team had to come in to make the save, just showing just how great of a team that Saya and Utami are. Rina and Hina. Say that 10 times fast. I think I just about did. We move on to match number 3, as we have the team of the DDM team, the Berry Berry Bombers, Julia, Mei Sakurai, and Tekla, defeating the Ueda Tai team of Natsuko Tora, Ruwaka, and Saki Kashima. When Julia catches Saki in the Ganosuke clutch, 9 minutes and 38 seconds. This one, for me, it just didn't seem like Julia's their champion. I'm going to be kind of a little thumbs in the middle on this one. Julia's their champion. She's pretty much their main draw. So if you're on this show, if you're going to the show, you want to see Julia. She was barely in this match. I don't know if that was by design, if she was injured, they didn't want anything to happen to her because she's got this big match with Suzu Suzuki, or she wasn't feeling well. Folks, and this is sometimes that when you go into a match, when you start calling stuff, and somebody's not feeling good, or maybe their ankles hurt, or their shoulders hurt, and they got a big, big match coming up. I've been on several shows where I'm wrestling for like 300 people, and somebody in the match is doing a WWE dark match, like, in 3 days. I'm not going out, you know, giving them brain busters or anything like that, just to be on the safe side. So you didn't know if there's something going on with Julia here. Yeah, she really, really wasn't a match much, but Mai Sakurai looked great, Tekla looked great. Again, Ruwaka's looked really, really good here. I know I've been kind of a little sour on her the past 7-8 months, but it seems like ever since Tora came back and they teamed the two of them up, she's really upped her game. So she looked great this weekend. But eventually, we get some heat on the DDM team. Tekla comes in and clears house. They made Tekla like a powerhouse here. And eventually, it's usually Saki that catches everybody with the Kishikasai, but this time, Julia, the champion, a little bit too smart, catches Saki Kashima with the Ganosuke clutch. 3.5 stars. Again, very solid outing. I just wish there was more Julia. She's their champion and their main focal point. Match number 4, we go to the Triangle Derby as the Cosmic Angels team of Saki, all capital letters, Tam, Nakano, and Natsupoi defeat the classmates team of Hazuki, Koguma, and Sayada when Natsupoi hits a German suplex followed up by a Pharaoh ring on, of course, Sayada. 11 minutes, 53 seconds. This was another great match. I had this at 4.25 stars. It seemed like this Triangle Derby, it had like good to very good matches, with some matches coming so close to great. And this past weekend, we had two great matches. This one, and again, the Prominence versus Queen's Quest. So it really seems like, you know, this last Cinderella tournament, there were some really, really good matches. The Tag League from just a few months ago, there was some excellent, excellent matches. The 5-star, I mean, again, we've been ranting and raving. We still ranting and raving about that. That tournament's been over about 5 months now, and we're still ranting and raving. There's been, like, you know, every show of the past 5-star, there's been 2 or 3 matches where it's been, like, 4.25 stars to 5 stars, you know, pretty much. So this Triangle Derby-wise, there's been some good matches. You're kind of waiting for something to explode. And we've had, like, some matches that are close. They kind of got there, almost there. And then this past weekend, we had you know, two of them. I thought that this match was great. Classmates early advantage with some triple teamwork on Tam. Koguma puts Tam in a camel clutch, and then she basically uses her face as silly putty, makes the squishy face, so we get the comedy spots there. Hazuki boot scrapes Tam. Saki comes in on fire. When we were kind of mini previewing this match, I was so excited to see Tam and Hazuki tear into each other like we saw in some of the previous matches. We really didn't get that here. There really wasn't a lot of Hazuki versus Tam violence. But we got some Saki versus Hazuki violence with some of those crazy boot scrapes. crazy kicks, crazy forearms. And there was one spot where like Hazuki was coming off so fast with the boots with the pump kick that Saki was not in the proper position. But she just turned her head and like half pivoted and was in the put herself in the perfect spot. She did a really good job calling her own audible. And again, Saki's somebody that fits in so well with this new version of Cosmic Angels. Obviously, Yunagi's gone being a freelancer. We don't know what's going to go on with Waka. Mina's kind of doing her own thing. So literally within 6 months, the Cosmic Angels team has just changed up so much. And that's why I say Saki's somebody that they need to assign to a full-time contract. Will she be Red Belt champion? Probably not. Will she be the White Belt champion? Probably not, but she can challenge. She had a great, really good match with Sayakama Tani for the Wonder of Stardom Championship a couple months ago. But where they're putting Saki in with this version of Cosmic Angels, she's a perfect fit. She's a perfect fit. I think she's excellent. I think she's very underrated. She does a great job complimenting everybody in the ring, whether it's a singles match, a tag match, or one of these six-person matches. I would love to see a Saki Tam Natsupoi maybe even get a run with the artist belts, because I think just these three, these teams work really well together. These three members work really well together. Obviously, Tam and Natsupoi is the team here, but there was some tag team moves back and forth because Tam took the heat where Natsupoi and Saki came in, and they were really, really good with that super kick and the pump kick spots, and where they needed to be there for each other was like, okay, obviously Tam and Natsupoi is the team here, not just in Cosmic Angels, but in Stardom, but they did a really good job together. Again, I think Saki's somebody that they need to put in Cosmic Angels full-time as like the third member. Again, obviously, Tam and Natsupoi, that's the go-to, but she's somebody that I would just love to see in Stardom full-time. I'm going to melt here, super kick sandwich on poor Saeeda for two count. We get some FWC tag work on Natsupoi. Leads to Saeeda hitting a Northern Light suplex for two. Saki and Poi hit each other with our Saki Natsupoi hit a suplex crossbody combo. Again, Saki and Natsupoi worked really well together. For two count, Tam comes in. Violent shootings, everybody all around, which then we get basically a one-on-one match with Saeeda and Natsupoi. Natsupoi crashes and burns on the Ferial Gift, and then Saeeda hits like two or three lariats that were just brutal on the Natsupoi. Again, the Natsupoi beatdown tour continues. Eventually, though, Natsupoi ducks a lariat, hits the German suplex, followed up by the Ferial Ring on Saeeda. 11 minutes, 53 seconds. Again, 4.25 stars when this tournament finishes and we do our top five matches. This will probably be in there. This might be top three. Again, I have to go back and go through my notes to see which ones I enjoyed, but I thought this was absolutely great. And again, I cannot put over how super impressed I am with Saki, especially how well she fits like a puzzle piece with this version of Cosmic Angels. Match number five, Triangle Derby. God's Eye team of Shuri, Amisori, and Mirai defeating the H&M/Stars team of Mayu Iwatani, Momokogo, and Hanan. At 11 minutes and 17 seconds, when Amisori hits a combination tornado brainbuster into the blue thunder bomb. I really want to see Han and Mirai. They had a great technical wrestling exchange back and forth. And then we saw some teases of some submissions. Obviously, Hanan has that judo background, and Mirai, we all know, is very well versed in submissions. New Era's Chop Fest on poor Momokogo. Mayu and Shiri have a little bit of exchange. You know, we've seen them have two actually. They're 1-1 in title matches as well, with Mayu in 2020 retaining over Shiri, and then on night two of World Climax, Shiri retaining against Mayu. So that's a match again. I would like to see them run back sometime soon. We got a little preview here between the two of them. Not enough, but I think if they gave us too much Mayu and Shiri, it would overshine the new eras in Momokogo and Hana as well. Eventually, though, as Shiri cleans house, Hana comes in. She cleans house with judo throws to everyone. We see the Peach Rock double 619 to Amisori. Mayu does such a great job leading her team. You can tell she, if you've never seen Stardom before and you're watching this match, you can tell she is the leader of this team, as she's basically just calling out the plays to take down the bigger and stronger God's Eye. Momo really brings the fight to Amisori, really throws some really good forms. Ami does a good job feeding and selling for them. Mayu and Shiri wind up taking each other out as they fight on the outside, and Amisori again hits the tornado brainbuster for two, and then quickly follows up with the blue thunderbomb for three. I'm a big fan of that. When somebody hits a big move, they kick out and they go quickly go to a bigger move for the finish. that really just puts over Momo Kogo. It just shows you the fight that she has. That took two big moves back to back to get put away. 11 minutes, 17 seconds, 3.5 stars. Move on to match number 6 and the co-main event of the show, as the Neo Stardom Army of Yuna Mizumori, Yu, and Nanai Takahashi take on the rebel enemy team of Ram, Maika Ozaki, and Mai Yagüki, with Mai Yagüki catching Yuna Mizumori in a roll-up pin, 13 minutes, 11 seconds. This match was a little more American Memphis style. A lot of stalling and a lot of comedy. Not a lot, but quite a bit of comedy. Is Ram is just afraid of the former World of Stardom champion and Nene Takahashi. I guess, you know, who wouldn't? Yu hits the fake rolling dive onto the outside, which is kind of like the first big spot. We see some solid exchanges with Yu and Ozaki. There was some really good stuff there. But the highlight of this match was Nene and Maya just kind of going back and forth with the kicks, the forearms, the slaps, the chops, the two of them just really, really laying into each other. But eventually it comes down to Yuna and Maya. Eventually they kind of go back and forth. It looked like they maybe lost a little bit of footing here. But eventually Yagüki catches Yuna in a roll-up for the win. 3.5 stars. Again, there was a lot of stalling. You have to have a little bit of everything, a little bit of variety. But the main crux of this match was that middle part of the match with Nanai and Maya just going back and forth with the strikes. And again, Maya is somebody who I knew very, very little about going into this tournament. But I tell you what, I don't know if there's anybody that is getting over more in wrestling from this tournament than Maya. Maybe Lady C, because she's part of the starting roster, which we'll get into right now. We go to the main event of Night 2 as the team of Lady C, Maika, and Himeka take on the team of the Club Venus team of Mina Shirakawa, Zaya Brookside, and Mariah May. As we see the finish at 12 minutes, 33 seconds, as Mina Shirakawa forces Lady C to tap out with the figure four. Again, obviously, I think if you ask me who's the person that's getting over the most in this tournament, I mean, it's tough. Lady C is looking great, and obviously I'm a big fan of her. I think she's doing a great job with Mike and Himeka, and they've been teasing her for the last 6 or 7 months, possibly going to Donald Del Mundo. I think she's fitting in very well with Queen's Quest, as kind of being the person that's underneath Utami, Izumi, and Saya, like in the fourth spot. But she works really well here with Mike and Himeka. Mariah May is somebody that's so impressed me. She's super impressed. When she first came out of the scene at Dream Queendom, she kind of looked, tall, stunning. She grabs attention, but she kind of reminded me of somebody that would be wrestling like in the same era as like against like Sable and Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler. No disrespect to those three ladies, because those three ladies are multi-millionaires because of how talented they are, but not really the best in the ring. And my first hour was like, you're coming into Stardom, the best wrestling company, not women's wrestling company, the best wrestling company in the world, period. Like, I hope this girl's good. And I've been completely blown away every time that I've seen her. So as far as like the person that's impressed me the most is Triangle Derby, it's like a three-way tie between Lady C, Mariah May, and Maya Yagüki. I think those three ladies are doing a great job getting themselves over. We get a really great start with Lady C and Mariah May. Lady C some big chops on Mina Shirakawa. Mina counters the chop with a low drop kick and then goes to the figure four early on. Eventually, Mike and Himeka break it up. Zaya Brookside, she comes in, plays her role perfectly as she works on Lady C's leg. Mike and Himeka eventually come in and basically overthrow everybody with some great teamwork. Lariat sandwich on poor Mina Shirakawa. We see Mike and Himeka basically brawling on the outside with Zaya Brookside and Mariah May. Eventually, Mariah May hits that flipping powerbomb where her opponent lands onto everybody, basically taking everybody out as it comes down to Lady C and Mina Shirakawa. These two ladies have a mini match and absolutely tear it up. Mina Shirakawa, again, the most improved wrestler of the year, not only for Stardom, in my opinion, in wrestling. She's really come a long way and busted her ass, and you just see how great she is. And I think Lady C, in a year from now, we might be saying the same thing about her they were saying about Mina, because that Lady C here was great. The two of them, again, they had a mini match here going towards the end, as we see Lady C with the backbreaker submission, the Cobra Clutch across the knee. She hits the big choke slam for two. They go back and forth. Mina goes right back to the knee that they were working earlier on and goes back to the figure four that she locked in about 3 minutes into the match. psychology, folks. It was working in the beginning. Mike and Himeka came in to break up for the save. Mina goes right back to the move that she's been winning so many matches with these last 6 months. 3 3/4 stars, 12 minutes, 33 seconds, gets it done. And Mina Shirakawa finished the show off with the big win in Club Venus. They end their tournament very, very well. So I do have the stats here of where we are at in the Triangle Derby. Okay, the red block. We have the Neo Stardom Army and Club Venus both at 8 points. Queen's Quest at 7 points. Cosmic Angels at 6 points. Unique Glare at 4 points. Berry Berry Bombers at 4 points. And H&M, Mayu, Momo, Kogo, and Hannah at a 0. Who would have thought Mayu at a 0? That's crazy. We go to the blue block, and this one's pretty close as well, as we have the God's Eye team of Sherry, Mariah, and Amisori at 9 points. Prominence, the current Artist of Stardom champions, at 8 points. Goldship sitting at 6 points. Rebel and Enemy, 6 points. My Himi with C, 4 points. Classmates at 2. And Lollipop at 0. That's crazy that the Stars team, which won the Japanese Press Faction of the Year between the two teams, they have 2 combined points. That's crazy to me. But how about the two kind of, not outsider teams, but like the newer teams, Rebel and Enemy, 6 points, doing very well. And Club Venus, obviously, Mina Shirakawa, she's been a stalwart at Stardom the last 2 years. Zaya Brookside was in Stardom a few years ago. And Mariah May, obviously new to Stardom. But the two new teams, Club Venus and Rebel and Enemy, both at 8 and 6 points respectively. So that's pretty interesting. But let's go, folks, to the main event of this show. Shall we? We are going to be reviewing Stardom Supreme Fight, which airs on pay-per-view, 1 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I will be up a little bit before 1 o'clock watching this show. I will put a tweet out as soon as this thing gets going. So if you want to tweet back at me or DM me during the show, by all means, folks. One of the many reasons why I enjoy watching these shows live is so I can interact with the fantastic friends and family of the Stardom cast and just Stardom in general. So first match in 2, 4, 6, 7. So it looks like there's 7 matches on this show. So I'm going to go through the match. I'm going to give my pick and Rob's pick. So the very first match is going to be a Triangle Derby match, as we have the Unique Glare team, Starlight Kid, Haruka Yumasaki, and Ruwaka taking on the Stars team / classmates of Hazuki, Koguma, and Sayada. I think the classmates, they need a win here. Big win here on pay-per-view. This is going to be great to see Hazuki tear it up with Yumasaki and Starlight Kid. Again, we talk about underrated matches in the 5-star Grand Prix that nobody talks about. Hazuki and Starlight Kid, that's one of them. It's going to be great to see Ruwaka and Saida tear into each other. And we're probably going to get a little bit, maybe a little tag match here, as Starlight Kid and Haruki Yamasaki has been teaming up quite a bit. And maybe we'll see some double teams with FWC. Regardless, one Mr. Rob Goodwin has Unique Glare. I'm going on the other side and saying the classmates get a win. So right off the bat, we are disagreeing on a match. Doesn't happen often. We go on to match number 2. Former World of Stardom champion Sherry leads the God's Eye team. It's Sherry, Kunami, and Amisori taking on Yutami Hayashista, Azumi, and Lady C representing Queen's Quest. This is the second match in, and I will say this. Outside of the two main matches, the two main event matches, the white belt and red belt match, this is the match I'm looking forward to the most for a few different reasons. Obviously, you look at the captains, Yutami and Sherry. Whether they're in the ring for 10 minutes or 10 seconds, say that we only get 10 seconds, that's 10 seconds of what's going to be absolutely fantastic action. You have what I think is going to be a version of the finals of the Triangle Derby. Now, what are the differences? On the God's Eye team, we don't have Mirai, as she is in the next match, but we're getting replaced with Kunami, right? Kunami's been coming back sporadically here for the last year. Kunami's absolutely fantastic. She's going to fit in well here. And then on the other side, we have Azumi, Yutami. What's the one thing we're missing? Sayakama Tani. Obviously, she's in the co-main event against Momo Watanabe. Being replaced with Lady C. Again, I sing Lady C's praises all the time. And the cool thing about this is Lady C, Yutami on the same team. Folks, we may get the Holy Demon Army finisher. If you don't know what it is, go look it up. Go watch a Holy Demon Army match. Toshiaki Kawada and Akira Taue. Just go and put on Kawada and Taue versus, and then just hit the search button and enjoy. Thank me later. You go on YouTube. It's free. but there's a possibility we may see the Holy Demon Army finisher with Utami and Lady C. Rob has God's Eye winning. I have God's Eye's team winning as well, and I will explain the main reason behind that after the main event. Match number two, we have what is going to be an absolutely hard-hitting match. You're not going to see any head scissors, 450 splashes, nothing like that. Hashimoto versus Mirai. Again, I think Mirai's role right now in Stardom is just to shine people up. Obviously, she'll get a handful of wins, but ultimately, it's just to get somebody up and over to shine them up for a bigger match. Shiri called out Hashimoto back to tell her to come out to the last Korakuen show. Hashimoto got in Shiri's face. That's the match we thought we were getting. Mirai steps in. Very smart booking, as I believe they're going to save Shiri versus Hashimoto for the big Yokohama show. This is probably the easiest match for me to pick. I'm going to say Hashimoto gets the win here in what will be an excellent hard-hitting bout. The next match, folks, and I need to pull this up because I need to read the rules here. So we have the roulette tournament. Two wrestlers begin, 5-minute time limit, win via pin, submission, over the top rope, after fall, the next wrestlers enter, and then it's decided by the roulette wheel. I'm not going to name all the participants in this match, but we have Mina Shirakawa, Mayu Iwatani, we have Natsupoi, we have Meltier, we have Waka, we have Mariah May, we have Tekla, we have Mei Sakurai, Saki Kashima. And then there is a mystery person that's supposed to be in this match. I'm going to say Mina Shirakawa gets the win, and that's how she will challenge Saya Kamatani. And Rob has Natsupoi winning. I wonder, that's all he has. He doesn't have what belt she's going to think she's going to challenge for. Maybe Natsupoi gets the win, and that's how Meltier get their tag title shot back. That's a very good possibility. So that'll be a fun little match. We move on to the first title match, one of three. Mike and Himeka versus 7-Up. 7-Up, the defending, not only Tag League champions, but obviously the goddess of Stardom champions. And Mike and Himeka are the only team that have defeated 7-Up in the tournament. So this one, I'm a big fan of long title reigns. I don't want to see the belts get flipped. However, the 7-Up team, as good as they are, and they're getting a lot better, and they're starting to grow on me a little, they're just not over like Mike and Himeka. I'm hoping Mike and Himeka win, and I'm looking at this text from Rob. He's got Mike and Himeka winning, and 7-Up doesn't even have a successful title defense, so he's going to say the belts switch quickly. I think this is the second easiest match to call behind the Mirai Hashimoto match, as I think the 7-Up team is going to win in what should be an absolutely fantastic match. So we'll see. We have a lot of difference of opinions here. So it's going to be interesting to see who has the most right picks when we review this show next week. Folks, we move to the co-main event. And boy, I have so many mixed emotions about this match. Saya Kamatani, the Wonder of Stardom champion, defending against Momo Watanabe. Both of them sitting at 13 successful title defenses. Obviously, Momo Watanabe, her reign from 2018 to 2020, she defeated Io Shirai to win the Wonder of Stardom Championship, and then Io Shirai basically giving her the front seat of Queen's Quest on Momo. Eventually, at the end of 2021, turns on Queen's Quest, goes to a Uedo Tai. They've been doing a great job building this matchup. Saya Kamatani wants to break the record, the most successful title defenses. She's got to go through a Momo Watanabe, which she called out. If you listen to this podcast, folks, you know how much of a fan I am of both ladies. Saya Kamatani was my overall wrestler of the year in 2022, not just in Stardom, just in wrestling in general. Momo Watanabe, when people tell me who's on your Mount Rushmore of all-time wrestlers for Stardom, it goes Io 1, Mayu 2, Kairi 3, and Momo 4. So Momo is on my all-time Stardom Mount Rushmore, all-time pillars. It's a different scenario here because Momo's heel. You kind of want the good person to win. I did write an article up. Thanks to everybody that's been, it's over on thestardomcast.com. The first article written, I'm going to be writing probably maybe, once a week, once every 2 weeks, getting more articles up because I had an absolute ball. But please get a chance, go check out, go on thestardomcast.com, click on articles. It's the only one there. It's entitled Saya Kamatani is on the Doorstep to Immortality. If this was Queen's Quest Momo Watanabe, maybe as a fan, I'd be pulling a little bit for Momo. There's no reason for Momo to win this match. This match is going to be great. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of false finishes and me jumping, not jumping out of my seat. Saya Kamatani is going to get the win here. She's going to break the record. One of the many reasons why Stardom broke so many records last year, business-wise, growth-wise, is because they had Saya Kamatani in the co-main event, or the main event of these pay-per-views, because she was holding up the, she's done such a great job with that white belt. I just don't see it ending here, and I don't see it ending for a while. I really don't. If, you know, the Starlight Kid match, the Mina match, the Suzuki matches, you know, the matches that me, Rob, and Karen think are going to happen, I wouldn't be shocked if Saya wins all those. I really do. I just want, if Saya wins this match, which again, I think she's going to, she's going to break the record. I don't want her to break the record and then lose it. We see that so much where they'll break a record and the next match they'll lose it. Let her expand on the record. This match, though, I'm just so looking forward to. Me and Rob both agree. Saya Kamatani. Main event, Suzu Suzuki versus Julia. There is, I'm not going to go through the entire history, but you can literally go on YouTube and there's an English translation that you just type in Julia versus Suzu Suzuki. It's there. Basically, the crux of it is, again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Julia and Suzu Suzuki were roommates when they were both wrestling for Ice Ribbon. They were both coming up. Julia was a little bit older, helping Suzu Suzuki out. And then one day, Suzu Suzuki comes home from work and Julia's gone. And she looks on Twitter and Julia posts that she's going to, you know, the number one women's wrestling company, Stardom. What Julia's been able to do in Stardom in the last 2.5-3 years is just incredible. White belt. Obviously, she's the red belt champion, won the Cinderella tournament, won the 5-star Grand Prix, got Stardom tag team champions, artist of Stardom. I mean, she's really, really done it all. This match stems off their final night of the 5-star Grand Prix. We have Suzu Suzuki beat Julia. Not only did Julia not go to the finals, but Suzu Suzuki would have gone to the finals. And Suzu Suzuki, at the end of that 15-minute time limit, was up on Julia. Again, if this was MMA rules, Suzu Suzuki would have won. Time limit drop puts Julia through. I believe Julia is debuting new music. I think she put a tweet out last week. We're going to see new music here. Julia is their star. She's their star. Pending any injury, and I say that with all fingers crossed, I think that she's going to hold the belt for at least a year. I think by this time next year, we're going to be talking about her challenging Io Shirai's V14. And I know a lot of people, you who have listened to this podcast, know my love for Io. You may think that that's blasphemy. But she's such a star, and the company is so hot right now that I think that Julia is going to be their long-term champion. This is a great way to start out the reign. She had one of the greatest matches in the history of Stardom, beating Shuri at Dream Queendom to win the belt. This match is going to be an absolute banger. There's going to be, I don't know, 3,500, 4,000 people there. I mean, who knows, an absolute packed crowd where they can cheer. It's a great way to start the reigns. This is great to get a whole bunch of eyes on Suzu Suzuki, who, again, is absolutely phenomenal. That's, like, literally the first person that Rossi Ogawa needs to sign to a full-time contract is Suzu Suzuki. I don't expect these last two matches to drop below 4.5 stars. The Wonder of Stardom and the World of Stardom, which this is one of the many reasons why Stardom's the best wrestling company in the world, is because they have these back-to-back title matches. And they're all so great. It reminds me of New Japan in 2016, 2017, where in the big shows they'd have the Intercontinental and the IWGP Heavyweight Championship matches back to back, and they would all be, you know, 4.5 to 5 stars. I think that's what you're going to see here. Julia's winning. I think the two title matches, as great as they're going to be, they're predictable, and that's okay. It's not the destination, it's the journey. These four ladies are going to take us on an absolute ride. Not a weak link at all in this match. I have to figure out where I'm going to go in for my bathroom break. It's a good thing I have a downstairs bathroom, and I'll be running up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. waking up my wife. This whole show, this very well could be the greatest Stardom card ever. Real, I mean, there's seven matches. It's all killer, no filler. Everything can just be absolutely fantastic. I don't think there's going to be a match that drops below 3.5 stars. Depending on how the roulette thing goes, that's kind of more of a Royal Rumble fun thing, but so excited for this. Yeah, we both have Julia winning. Rob has Suzuki coming out challenging Julia after this. I think it's going to be Konami. Konami, she came back in a few matches leading up to Dream Queendom where she was opposite Julia, and you kind of figured they would have taken it easy, but there was like this one spot where this is like two or three weeks before Dream Queendom with her and Shuri, the big money match, and Konami's like German suplexing Julia off like the top rope. I think with Konami back here, I think Konami gets the win. in the six-person tag match. They make her look really, really strong early on. I think you're going to see Konami and Julia, because I think they're going to set up 7-8 opponents, you know, bing, bang, boom, for Julia. I think Mayu Gukie's one, Konami's one, Hazuki down the road, Yurai down the road, Mayu Iwatani down the road, because she just can't, you know, get past Mayu. Momo Watanabe, she's beaten Julia in the five-star, so I think you'll see that somewhere down the road as well. But I think they're just going to set up 5 or 6, you know, fast opponents for Julia. And then they'll probably build towards a Utami match. I think that's going to be the main event of that Yokohama show. But another story for another day. But yeah, I'm really surprised that me and Rob have so many different winners predicted here. But we shall see, folks. Again, thank you so much for listening to me. Thanks for hanging out. I didn't think I'd go an hour. I really didn't. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise that Rob wasn't here, because this thing probably would have been about 2.5 hours. So, which it always seems, nobody seems to mind. Rob was like, ooh, that one went a little long. People seem to be enjoying the podcast. So I guess you're just enjoying the content that we're bringing out. Thanks to everybody that sent me messages about the articles. My first article that I had written for a wrestling website, you know, writing about two of my favorite wrestlers, Saikama Tani and Momo Watanabe. Thanks to all of our new Patreon members. Thanks to all the new members of the Stardom Cast that have downloaded and listened to the show. I know we have a lot of new members this past week and a half, and thank you so much. And again, if there's anything that me and Rob can do, you know, we're literally just a DM away. Real Rob Goodwin is Rob. His book, if you're new to Stardom, his book covers every match, every show from 2021, but also the first like 15 or 20 pages gives you all the tournament breakdown, all the championship breaks down. That's why I highly encourage, if you're new to Stardom, go buy Rob's book. It's in the, there's a link in the description box, or if you just go on Amazon.com, type in either Stardom or Rob Goodwin, you'll see it there. But that's going to do it, folks. Again, thanks everybody so much for hanging out and the support. Hope everybody enjoys the show. Again, if you want to, you know, live talk with me these matches, I will be up, you know, 1 a.m. Well, before 1 a.m. because my internet's a little slow, so I have to wake it up. But regardless, I'll probably send a tweet out when I'm up. If you want to tweet back at me or DM me, you know how to get a hold of me. If you don't, I'll tell you. Matt Turner OF on the Instagram and or the Twitter. And if social media is not your thing, by all means, the StardomCast22@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. Any questions, comments, anything that me or Mr. Rob Goodwin can do, please let us know. So like I said, you guys are friends and family. That's going to do it for this episode, folks. I hope everybody enjoys the Supreme Fight 12th anniversary show. Oh, so excited. So excited. It's going to shape up to be, you know, one of the shows of the year. It's going to be tough to beat this. Again, folks, signing off. I am Matt Turner. If there's anything I can do, please let me know. Like I always say, it's just not my podcast. It's our podcast, because we're all in this together. And everybody's different. Everybody's special.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.